Quote, as a citizen, you need to know how to be a part of it, how to express yourself, and not just by voting. Sandra Day O'Connor, Supreme Court Associate Justice, founder of iCivics, from an interview for Parade magazine in 2012. O'Connor, the High Court's first female associate justice, dedicated herself to promoting civic education and participation. She emphasized the importance of voting and civic engagement, believing they are fundamental to the health of democracy. Through her initiatives, such as iCivics, O'Connor sought to empower students with the knowledge and skills necessary to become active and informed citizens. She recognized that a thriving democracy depends on an educated electorate capable of making informed decisions. O'Connor's legacy lies in her tireless advocacy of civic education, aiming to cultivate a new generation of responsible and engaged citizens committed to shaping a better society. Activity Box. After retiring from the court, O'Connor devoted herself to improving civic education. Look through the news, in print or online, for articles about people serving their communities by empowering others through education or civic participation at the local, state, or national levels. What causes do these people support or oppose? Do any involve voting? This concludes our Law Day series. If you would like to explore more content focused on the law, go to https://www.nynpa.com/nie/lawday.html, where you will find Law Day features for each year dating back to 2018. You have been listening to Law Day 2024, Voices of Democracy. This is one of seven features created to celebrate Law Day, May 1st, 2024, sponsored by the New York Bar Foundation, the New York Newspapers Foundation, and produced by the New York News Publishers Association News Media Literacy Newspaper and Education Program. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.